Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, we claim that there is one God, the God exists, and there are two ways of finding out about God. One is the inward way and the other one is outward way. Inward way is that path of fitrah, the path of nature, the divinely or godly given nature, right? So let's say when we're drowning, you know, we listen to this sound that is coming from within us to turn towards God and pray to Him to save you. That sound is that inner path, right? Or if you're about to do something bad, you know, there's an inner sound that tells us that, okay, God is watching you, right? God forbid. Now, in the depths of the spirit of those who deny God with their tongue, a faith in God exists. You know, they're verbally denying the presence of God, but, you know, God exists even within themselves, right? So we're going to try to see what are the reasons, what are the causes of people denying the presence or the existence of God, okay? And today what we're going to discuss is one of those important reasons that we have seen in many affecting them to effectively not believe in the presence of God, and that is power. Brothers and sisters, power, authority, it becomes a hurdle and it becomes a curtain in realizing the presence of God. There is no doubt that victories and successes, especially for individuals with few possibilities, develops pride, and their very pride becomes a source of forgetfulness, to the point where often a person even forgets his or her own opinions. But the moment that a storm of difficulties throws their life into a chaos and the strong wind of difficulties attacks that person from all sides, the curtain of pride and selfishness moves away from their eyes, and divinely created nature, fitra, and monotheism, the belief in the oneness of God, it appears. We're going to narrate for you a true story that is going to elaborate this point. There was a minister who was very strong and powerful in his age. He had taken control of most of the power and no one opposed him. One day he entered a meeting in which a group of religious scholars were present. He turned to them and said, "For how long will you continue to say that God exists? I have many reasons to prove otherwise." He said this with special pride, and the scholars who were present knew that he was not a reasonable or logical person, and that the power and strength had made him so proud that no words of truth would affect him. They ignored him and remained silent, a meaningful and humble silence. This event passed. After a time, the minister insulted someone, the ruler who was at top of this minister. He actually had the minister arrested and threw him into the jail. One of the scholars who was present at the gathering, he thought to himself that the time to awaken this person has come. Okay, so now what he does is, like, he, you know, he realizes that the pride, the horse, you know, this person, the minister, has gotten off the horse of pride since he's not in power anymore. He's in the jail, right? So what does he do? He decides to go and pay him a visit, okay? And we're going to go for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to explain what happened between two of them, the scholar and the minister. Stay with us.
There is God everywhere one goes, in the words of Hujjatul Islam and Saryan.
نادانی که خود رو دانا جا زده بود اومد مدینه خدمت حضرت صادق. به امام صادق گفت اومدم بهت بگم عالم خدا نداره. امام صادق فرمود ما با هم دعوا نداریم. واقعا معتقدی عالم خدا نداره؟ گفت بله. امام ششم فرد جوابو ببینید چقدر قشنگ.
Once a so-called scholar went to Imam al-Sadiq in Medina and told the Imam, I believe there is no God in the world. The Imam answered, Do you really believe there is no God? The so-called wise man's answer was positive. Imam al-Sadiq asked the man gently where he was from and the man answered, Damascus. The Imam stated, For sure, you have witnessed all the sceneries from Damascus to Medina. I mean the deserts, mountains, springs, and trees. And for sure, you have visited on your way to Medina the villages. The man said, So what? Imam al-Sadiq asked the man, Where else did you go to during your life? Have you ever been to the other parts of the world? Have you ever been beneath the earth or up in the sky? Have you ever been to the oceans, to the sun, to the stars in the galaxy, etc.? The man's answer this time was negative.
فرمود تو که هیچ جای عالم رو ندیدی چه جوری میگی عالم خدا نداره؟ تو که هیچ جاشو نرفتی و ندیدی که چه جوری از جایی که ندیدی خبر میدی که خدا
Then the Imam stated, How is it that you did not get anywhere and you claim there is no God there. How do you know from the place you did not go to? You must first go to all parts of the globe and then assert such a big claim. I mean, you must first visit both outside and inside, beneath and top and heaven and earth of the globe, and then claim there is or there is no God. Can you do it? The man said, O son of Rasulullah, I was wrong. I am convinced there is God everywhere I go. I used to talk nonsense. I considered myself a wise man, but this was not true. I was on the wrong path. I was in complete ignorance. Sorry, son of the Prophet of Allah. From now on, I for sure believe that God is everywhere, and knowing Him needs the knowledge that I have not possessed up to now. May Allah forgive me.
Welcome back to your listeners. So let's talk about the story again. The story was that there was this pride and somebody who was really arrogant minister who did not believe in God. Because of his power, he was so blinded that he didn't want to believe in God. Okay, so he insulted the religious people. He insulted the scholars. And then one day, you know, the ruler of the country, he had him thrown into a jail on some small trivial issue that he caused, okay, an unrelated issue. He was thrown into the jail and the scholar, he decided to visit him. When he went to visit him, he saw that he was walking back and forth inside the jail, the minister was. So the scholar, he approached him and he listened that he was recalling a poem which said, We are all like drawings or paintings of a lion, which are painted or drawn on a flag. When the wind blows, it moves and perhaps even attacks, but in reality, it has nothing from itself. Its strength is the wind which gives it power. We also, as we gain more power, have nothing from ourselves. It is God who has given this strength to us, and whenever He wills, He can take it from us. So the scholar was, you know, he saw that this minister was reciting this poetry inside the jail. So the scholar was pretty surprised and astonished. And he saw that, this scholar saw that under these conditions, not only does he not deny the existence of God, but he has become ardently aware of God. The same person, the same minister. After greeting this person, he said, "Do you recall how you said you have many reasons for the non-existence of God? I have come to answer those many reasons with just one response." And he said, "God is He who, with such ease, took your power away from you." He hung his head in shame, the minister did. He hung his head in shame and did not answer, because he knew that he had been wrong and he saw the light of God within himself. The Holy Quran says, "We took the Israeli tribes across the sea. Pharaoh and his followers has followed them in pride and insolence. At length, when overwhelmed with flood, he said, 'I believe that there is no God except Him who the Israeli tribes believe in. I am of those who submit amongst the Muslimin.'" So Bani Israel, who are the subject of this this verse, you know, it clearly tells us that when the pride of people, it breaks, it shatters, you know, they realize, okay, there is somebody else in power. So this same pride, this same feeling of being strong and this strength, it becomes a hindrance for people, some people, of course, not all, in realizing the presence of God. And the treatment for this disease, according to the Islamic scholars, the great Islamic scholars, is to have humility, to remember death. Remember that we're going to pass away from this world. This is just a temporary abode. We came here because we were sent here. And then we leave here when we will be called. We're not even capable of delaying our stay in this world. So this is going to keep us on track and keep us informed of the presence of God and Him being Almighty. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.